Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Students from the Pella Middle School Social Studies classes join us on today's program to talk about their project for charity.
I'm Sophia Premier.
I'm Alma Wick.
I'm Emma Golan.
I'm Avery Cook.
I'm Henry Place.
I'm Kyler Lyons.
I'm Reese Green.
And I'm Allie Helbush.
And we are here with the 7th grade social studies students at Pella Middle School who donated just over $3,000 to charities and also had additional money for projects here at the school. And it all came with a concession stand. And this has become a tradition. I think I've interviewed 10 of these groups now, which has been pretty fascinating for me to watch over the years. And this is the latest group. First of all, we'll start with you. Let our listeners know a little bit about just the overview of the process and how your class got involved.
Yeah, so every year, like you said, the 7th grade has a concession stand, and all the money that we raise in profits, we donate to charities. And so, did we do 9 charities this year? 9 charities. And we raised, like, over $6,000 in revenue, but $3,250 in profit.
Well, and then for the rest of you, and we'll go in order, let our listeners know about different aspects you were involved in, the process it took to get the startup money all the way to the concession stand itself, and then obviously all the way through to how we got the money raised.
Yeah, so for the concession stands, when we were, like, making it all, we had the students all sign up for jobs, and then they would run the concession stand. So it was all the students. We only had a little bit of help from our teachers just to, like, run the bigger things. And so we'd all work for the sports season throughout the sports season, and then the money that we got, like we said, would go to the organizations.
We also had a competition with the concession stand to choose managers. So some people were like leaders, and so they worked extra shifts at the concession stand, and they were kind of the leaders of the project. So they were the ones who arranged meetings, ordered food, like, and decided what would be best for the concession stand move forward. So I just want to give a shout out to them.
We also had a lot of fun being motivated by, like, trying to see if we could get more money than the other grades from the past. And sadly, we didn't raise more money than them, but we did pretty good compared to them. So.
Excellent.
Just building off of what everyone else has said so far, too, we started out with, like, everybody made, like, you would choose a group to be in and you'd make a menu, or you would decide what foods we would have at the concession stand. And then we had a contest, and the teachers chose who, like, had done the best at which, like, aspect of it. And then those people became the managers, and we created a schedule with all the students, all the 7th grade students to work, and then the managers just to kind of be in charge and grade the students at the concession stand.
Well, and the really neat aspect about this is the money that was raised, as you mentioned, just over half went to various charities. And for some of you, I know it's personal, in your case, Mr. Lyons as well. So let our listeners know about the charities that you were able to donate to and how they were selected.
So I donated, well, we donated to Team Keeks because we, as a student body, we thought that it would be a good organization because we did some global, some like out of the U.S., and some locally, and some for even for in our own school. So we donated to King Geeks, and I chose to present the check because I have a connection because my brother has autism, nonverbal autism, and my mom, she started the Team Keeks organization, and she helps disabled kids just run and have good opportunities, and they run 5Ks, and they're going to run the Compton soon, this upcoming Wednesday. So I just had that connection, and I really wanted to present the check because I really support what my mom is doing, and I'm really glad that we gave money to that charity.
So we also decided to give some money to Care Bags, ran by Annie Foskett, who works at our school district. What Care Bags does is they have a bunch of different bags that they send around the U.S. to people in need, that to a lot of kids that has stuff like toys, stuffed animals, and some more comfort items and fun items, but also like necessities, including like toothbrushes, water bottles, stuff like that, that helps the kids out. So during, whether it's like for like a house burned down and they have nothing, or there's a natural disaster that a lot of kids are in need of help. So CareBags is a lot with that, and I'm glad we were able to support them.
We also decided to donate to the Raining Season, and the Raining Season is an orphanage in Africa that helps kids with education and discipleship, and it just keeps them safe and have a good place to stay before they can make it on their own and they're ready for the world, or if a new family comes and helps. So we donated to the Deers family because Doug and Jen, they have, I think, 4 kids that they have adopted from the Raining Season. So Lucy Deers came down from the high school, and I presented the check to her. And I have a personal connection with the Deers because Doug runs basketball camps that I go to a lot. So that's what I did.
Really neat connection. We're here with the 7th grade social studies class. We have more charities.
Yes, so we also donated to Many Hands for Haiti, the business in town, and they just help in Haiti, and now they've expanded to Abaco for, like, as Haiti's not a great place to live right now, and they help with, like, build, like, stable homes, as, like, even just concrete floors in Haiti are a big thing, and they help provide food and water and clothes. And so we decided that we should donate to them because we learned about the global goals and the UN's global goals, and they had a lot of global goals they fell under, so we thought that it would be a great fit to donate to.
Another organization that we donated to was JUMP. It's a mentoring organization. So it's usually high school students who meet with kids who their homes may not be great, or they just need, like, a little extra help in certain categories of school or just in general. And so they meet with each other at least once a week, and they, like, get to know each other, and they work with each other, and towards the end of it, they become, like, really good friends, and whenever they see each other, it just brings a smile to their faces.
So, also another one of the charities we donate to is Launching Arrows. Launching Arrows helps, like, special needs kids in the high school. One of their main events that they do is the Night Under the Stars, which allows special needs kids to connect with each other and have fun at prom, which normally they wouldn't be able to do. And they have the eventual long-term goal of running a coffee shop primarily run by special needs kids who need jobs.
We also donated to JDRF, the Diabetes Foundation. We know that we have multiple kids throughout our school district that have diabetes, and so we thought that donating to this charity would be a good way to support them and all the other kids around the world that have diabetes that need help with it.
Another great organization that we chose to donate to was the Ronald McDonald House. And so they just help families with, like, if they have a long-term hospital stay, like one of their children does, then they just help them with different things and, like, fun activities for the kids.
Backpack Buddies is, like, they will, like, put, like, little stuff for, like, kids in their locker, and they'll send them home because maybe their, like, home is not sustainable enough to, like, give them food, or, like, they can't afford, like, toys. So we donate to them because, like, they really help kids, like, have fun in their life and be, like, sustainable and just, like, just have fun in their life. And that's why we donate to them, really.
Well, and then for the remaining two, let our listeners know what you learned about this, whether it was about nonprofits, the global goals, starting a business and running a business. What did you learn maybe the most from this?
So personally, what I think I learned the most from this is that any sort of form help of money or giving or like giving even time to, like, help out helps out a ton. So, like, recently we did Meals from the Heartland came and we worked there. So even giving your time or working then donating money, it helps it a lot. So I've learned a lot about that, about how stuff like that helps in a lot of forms.
I have learned that everything pays off in the long run. So even though working at the concession stand was just for a grade, it was also helpful to raise money and give to multiple organizations. And just working as a team and as a whole grade, it's really cool to see the final result.
Well, very good. The 7th grade social studies class here at Pella Middle School, they raised $3,250 for charity. Congratulations on a great effort. Great to catch up with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Proud of you guys as well.
If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakbls.com under podcasts, or subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.